dredging waterways for navigation is a centuries-old practice, but a project in South Alabama is drawing criticism and the attention of Congress. Fishing interests and environmentalists want lawmakers to ban the dumping of dredging material in Mobile Bay. They say a federal project to expand and maintain a ship channel is choking the estuary with dredging mud. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
A customer waits at the dock as Patrick Gormandy steers his deep water trawler back after a day of shrimping on Mobile Bay along the Alabama Gulf Coast.
You taking the big ones and the mediums?
Yeah,
give
them everything.
All right.
He shovels plump shrimp from the boat's holding tank into plastic tubs that look like old-fashioned laundry baskets.
If only there were more of them.
Exactly.
He says today's catch is less than half of what he would typically harvest.
It seems that every year is worse than the last. This one's the worst one on record.
Gormandy blames the decline in part on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which is dredging the channel that allows big ships to get from the Gulf of Mexico into the port of Mobile. The Corps has an environmental permit to put the material they dig out of the channel into other parts of the expansive Mobile Bay.
They have just ruined all the places that we work.
Gormandy, who's 47, has been shrimping these waters since he was a boy and took over his father's boat about 10 years ago. He gets emotional thinking about whether the business can survive.
We're up against a lot of factors. We have overpopulation on land, sewage spills that happen every time it rains too much, and now this dredging operation. As a fisherman, I understand why they should do that, but what they're doing with the material is our problem. You know, we want to leave this bay better than we found it. It's going to be hard to do that.
Gormandy is part of a wide-ranging and unlikely coalition that includes both commercial and recreational fishing interests, property owners, environmental groups, and Republican elected officials. They're lobbying Congress to ban putting dredge material into Mobile Bay. Henry Barnes is the mayor of Bayou La Batre, known as the seafood capital of Alabama.
We're not against economic development. I'd love to see Mobile grow, especially the port. But there's a right way and a wrong way to do it, and the way they are doing it is wrong.
Barnes, who builds and repairs shrimp nets, made a recent trip to Washington, D.C. to meet with lawmakers, including Republican Senator Katie Britt of Alabama. Britt questioned Corps officials about the practice at a recent hearing on Capitol Hill. Barnes says he would like to see fishermen compensated for their losses. He says it's hard enough for the seafood industry to survive as it is without having to battle the federal government, too.
We're fighting foreign imports. Domestic regulations out the wazoo, I mean, it's crazy. And every time they put a regulation on it, yeah, people grumble, but they abide by it. But yet, they can come and just dump on us. You know, that's ridiculous. Makes no sense to me.
The group leading the fight is Mobile Baykeeper, which has been monitoring the offshore dredging operation.
All right. Let her rip.
Baykeeper Executive Director William Strickland navigates a boat across the Mobile Ship Channel to the dredge pipe outfall.
You can see it from here. See that?
Smell it too.
All right, go ahead and kill it.
Seabirds flock to a spot where dark mud spews into the water.
Now we're downwind, so you can smell how, like, that's the smell of low oxygen, dead stuff. And then you can see the birds trying to pick whatever they can out of that heaping mess.
Baykeeper has been trying to get the Corps to stop the practice for years and is now asking Congress to intervene. The group has also filed a notice of intent to sue. Strickland says they don't want to stop the dredging, just where the spoil goes. He says the Corps should use the material for coastal restoration projects or take it offshore to the open Gulf.
They know how to do it. We can keep our channel open. We can have a healthy ecosystem. We want to have both.
But Corps officials say keeping the dredge material in Mobile Bay is good for the ecosystem. Justin McDonald is chief of civil works with the Corps' Mobile District.
Sediment
re-nourishes the system. You need to keep the sediment in the system. It's not good to haul it out. So that's where the real disconnect in the kind of the public perception right now is.
McDonald says they dredge the equivalent of about 200,000 large dump truck loads a year on average. Some of it is taken to the Gulf and some goes for coastal restoration. But he says the sheer volume of what they dredge means most of it is put in Mobile Bay.
I think the environmental impact is temporary and short-term in nature while we're out there placing it, but it's actually beneficial for the long-term health of the bay.
The Port of Mobile supports the project because it will allow it to accommodate the much larger ships now coming through the Panama Canal. That's an economic driver, says former Republican Congressman Bradley Byrne, president of the Mobile Chamber of Commerce. He says he trusts assessments from the Mobile Bay National Estuary Program and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
And they're the ones that are going to be the most concerned about, you know, what is this doing to the biological life in the bay? And they have signed off on this.
Byrne, who lives on Mobile Bay, has heard complaints from neighbors, but says he hasn't noticed a problem.
There's no more silt around my house on Mobile Bay today than there was when I moved in 24 years ago.
Still, the coalition fighting what they call mud dumping is gaining traction.
These look great. I'd like to get 5 pounds of Big Daddies if you can.
That's Republican State Senator Chris Elliott buying local shrimp at a rustic waterfront seafood market in Bon Secours on the eastern shore of Mobile Bay.
This isn't good for the bay. This is universally almost opposed by the people that live here, and there are better ways to do it.
Elliott wants to see Congress stop it, but he says the Alabama legislature could have a role because state waters are at stake.
And I just want to make sure that what we're doing for the big guys, for the port, to keep that up and operating so the big container ships are coming in, which I'm fully in favor of and supportive of, but that it doesn't squeeze out these locals, these guys that have been here forever, that are trying to make their living catching seafood.
A local heritage, he says, that's worth protecting. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Bon Secours, Alabama.